Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
From Browning, and down goes Herbert. That is Eckler refusing to go down. This is a tie game, and we're going to overtime. Nothing down the field for either offense. It's fourth down. Loose ball, and it belongs to the Chargers. The kick is good, and the Chargers win it in overtime.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio. If you have a phone in your pocket, you probably have the ESPN app on it. If not, download it. It takes 5 seconds. Go to it. Click on the ESPN app. More on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live. Listen live. And we are right there with you live. You are not tied to your car or your radio if you have the app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Good morning, guys.
What's happening, man? I got to do a better job.
With what?
Hitting my parlays.
Yeah,
I can't sit at four. Y'all too close to me.
Well, I hit mine. I hit my mark. I did my job. Apparently, you two did not.
Well, Key, for the Monday parlay results, we're talking about every show does parlays, and we see... Are we competing against other shows?
No.
That's the other one.
But I'm shocked that Key took passing yards over for Russ because he's the one that's been making me not believe that Russ is the guy that I thought Russ was.
Yeah, but over 233 is not a lot when your team needs you and you're going to be behind and you're going to throw the ball everywhere. Okay, he was 10 of 10 for a buck and some change in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Now, you're a Duke guy. Do
he
the
threw
math.
For a buck 80 in the first half, right?
Do the math.
Yeah.
So no, if you take that first quarter and you go to the next three, he's well over 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm sitting back pretty. And then
Russ happened.
He went back to London.
So Key had the over. It was 235 and a hook. That means a half. Key had the over. It did not hit. He had 188 yards. All right.
You went back to
Jay
London.
Took the over on Justin Herbert, total interceptions, 0.5. You believe in that Broncos defense, especially without Keenan Allen on the field for Justin Herbert. You were right. He threw an interception. And I took the over on passing touchdowns.
I mean, 57 passes, which sets a record for pass attempts. You would think you would at least get one
touchdowns.
Or two.
He didn't get any. It was 1.5. I figured he'd throw at least two or three. None. So Key is at 4-3. Jay's at 3-3 on the season so far. I'm at 3-4. Let's get past that now. Okay. Overall, our parlays have hit how many times? We're one for six. I don't like this segment anymore.
That's why I don't rock with parlays, man.
Yeah.
That's why I keep trying to tell Yates, our producer, stop rocking with the
parlays.
No,
but Yates, our producer, could put $20 down and maybe win $2,000-$3,000. And if he loses, big deal, it's $20.
See, that's the deal I want. $20 for $2,000 or $3,000.
It's a good return.
Yeah, if you hit a million legs of the parlay.
Until A.J. Brown needs 40 yards and he finishes with 32 after he had 32 in the first quarter, but we ain't counting.
See,
none.
This
it's
is what
okay.
I'm talking about. Parlays make you angry at life
because
you're
going
to find somebody to be angry at some aspect of the deal.
I disagree. Parlays are a way to have the excitement of it amped up without really risking much. You don't have to risk much. So it's low risk, lots of excitement. Probably you're not going to hit, but if and when you do... Yates, you ever hit a big? What's the biggest parlay you ever hit?
A couple years ago, Saints Bears $5 parlay to win $1,700.
Thank you, Jimmy Graham. Can't beat it.
That's the bet I'm looking for.
$5 to win $1,700. Except Key would have $500 on it, and he'd win.
What's wrong with that?
Jay would have $5,000.
He'd win 170 G's.
Yeah, well, let's do that. How many you got to get in the parlay?
How many legs was that parlay, Yates?
How many legs?
The legs that I had, it was seven.
Got to do seven things right.
Small.
So it's, the odds
are
far.
Yeah, but I can pick that. That's easy, Yates. Let's go to Vegas. We going. Let's do it.
You don't need to go to Vegas. You got it right on your
right
phone.
Now.
No, I don't have it on my phone. I want to be able to see the people and touch it.
But you can't see it and touch it.
Yes, I can. The guy at the hat behind the cage, I can see it and touch it. I don't want to be messing around on the phones.
Like a blackjack dealer.
Messing around on no phone, man. No, I don't do that.
Change out.
Nope. I want to be able to walk. I want to be able to walk to the room where all the TVs
have your
at,
cash in hand.
Have the little slip.
Yep.
Look at it. Know that I'm sitting there watching everything in the game inside the room.
In Key's mind, it's like he's getting the ticket in right at the last second, right? Like before the gate closes.
Yeah. I want to do that.
He got the bet right in
y'all
under the wire.
Around talking about, because then if I bet on my phone in one state, and then I try to collect in another state, then I lose. That's what Yates taught me a couple weeks ago.
That was a crafty play by the sports book.
Yeah, they got you on that one.
Wait, what happened?
They got you on that, Yates.
It wasn't me. Someone had a crazy parlay that they had one leg left. It was the Rams game, and they placed a bet in Arizona. They went to watch the game in Vegas, which means you can't cash out early in Vegas because you placed your bet in Arizona. So dude blew it.
And in other words, if they were in a place where they could have cashed out, a state that allowed them to cash out, then the bet's over, they won what they won. But since they couldn't, the parlay continued, and they wound up losing and making nothing.
Yeah, came out with $0.
And you see why I just go to Vegas. I can place the bet, and I can cash out in one state. I'm good. Let's get back to the game.
Have the Broncos bought into Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett? Here is Russell Wilson. He plays quarterback for the Broncos, Jay, at the post-game presser last night.
No, we don't have division in our locker room. I mean, you guys saw how hard we played for each other tonight. I mean, everybody, it didn't go our way, but everybody's fighting their butts off every day. The guys up front, all line, receivers, tight ends, running backs, the defensive line, linebackers, our safeties in corner. I mean, everybody's playing for each other. We felt like we could have won the game, and then we had the fluke play at the end, and we still felt like we could, right before that play, we still felt like we could have won the game, and it didn't work out. But everybody's together. We still believe in everything that we can do.
Sounds like he could be right out of the Johnson household, that guy.
No, he couldn't be. I don't sound like that. No, I get it. There's probably no division that he sees in the locker room because he's not paying attention to it. But I certainly feel like when you're a guy like Russell Wilson and you come in with such – high praise and high everything, and it's not going a certain way, they're certainly going to look at you. They just gave you $200 million. They gave up all the picks, and you're not really living up to your end of the bargain for a number of reasons. It's not all on him, but I think that he would have to be dumbfounded to think that his teammates, some of those guys in that locker room, aren't looking at him sideways.
Can I ask you both something about this? In your experiences, if someone rubs a locker room or some guys, and football teams are so big, not everyone's going to rock with you, as they say. Not everyone's going to love you. But there were, the guys on the defense in Seattle had plenty of things to say publicly, and so I'm sure they had plenty of things to say privately. Does that reputation, you're on a team, you're getting a new player, a big deal, a lot of yeast, as you would say, Key, on this dude, right? He comes into the locker room. But you've already heard the whisper campaign, right?
You already know what it is. I didn't need to be in that locker room in Seattle to know that people view him a certain way.
Did that affect you? Because around the league, that gets around, right? Like, so you're talking on the side with someone who used to play in Seattle. Man, this dude, right?
But you
Does that
already
affect you?
Know, though. You just already know. I don't need to play with a guy. I could have been in a Pro Bowl. I could have just passed by him in a Super Bowl party, had a 2-minute conversation with him. You just already know, Jay. You like, yeah.
Look,
you
man,
know, you just know.
You know. So I heard Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch talk about this the other day where they were talking about you have to go through his manager to get a hold of him on the phone as teammates that went through war. And Lynch was like, yo, if I went to war with you, if I can't call you directly, like I'm not calling you at all, right? So that gave me a little bit of insight. And then here's – it's little things like this that I'm sure if you're a teammate, Key, it's what I recognize. So I'm like, yo, man. Damn, Russell Wilson's QBR is 25th in the league.
Between Rodgers and Brady, apparently.
So pregame, as I'm getting ready to watch the game, I'm like, oh, I'm on my timeline. You know, Kim always on Twitter. Guess I see Russell Wilson. It pops up. Opportunity. It shows his game day fit. And it's him with some shades on and, like, the bag, the outfit. And I have no problem with players showing their game day fit, but it feels to me like there's a lack of self-awareness about being in the trenches about what you're going through. You know what I mean,
well,
Keith?
See, that's what I just said, though.
Lack of awareness.
That's what I just said, Max, about he would have to be oblivious to think that there isn't some side eye looking at him. He would have to be completely blind to think that.
Isn't there some – isn't obliviousness, right? Don't you – isn't that part of what some great athletes have to do to have the blinders on and have faith when it seems like they're, it's not going to happen. Like, isn't a lot of Russell Wilson's career a self-fulfilling prophecy? He's telling himself he's going to be great, so he puts himself in that position. He made all the money. He won the Super Bowl. he's perceived a certain way.
Yeah, but Max, there's humility that you need to have too with it, right? So, and I get that he shows that when he's at the podium, but like there's something about, let me just take a step back for a second while we're in turmoil and let me deal with this differently.
A question for later on the show. We could take calls on this. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Who is having the most disappointing season so far between Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers based on expectations versus results? The Packers are in danger of missing the playoffs. Overreaction or not an overreaction is next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Green Bay has struggled this year, and I'm starting to worry about them a little bit.
Hand off Dylan. Fumble the football, and the Jets have it.
That's the most impressive performance by the New York Jets in a decade, and it has the potential to be the beginning of something truly special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to listen live. You got us live if you have a phone in your pocket, wherever you are. We're also on ESPNU, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're joined now, as you can plainly see if you're watching on ESPNU, by Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider.
The Grands, morning, Dan. Dens.
I was just watching the Packers try and tackle on that highlight. That was a little rough. They don't look real good.
Seems very rough in Green Bay.
Yeah. Nah.
We've been talking all morning. Who do
I think
you have
they'll
more,
be okay, though.
More faith in turning the whole thing around, Brady or Rodgers? That's been a question today.
I think they're going to be okay, though, Dan, is because the last couple of years they've been fighting for this one seed.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be five,
no,
six, seven.
Get that.
Right? And so that may be better for them.
They might actually win a playoff game.
Yes.
The year that Rodgers won the Super Bowl, right? Didn't they get hot at the end?
Yep.
And, right? They were like a 10-6 team.
They're five, six, seven might be better anyway.
Maybe.
Everybody think when you get the first seed, outside the New England Patriots at the 1 or 2 seed, no one else ever does that.
And the Chiefs.
It's a theory.
The Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has yet to play someone told me this yesterday. In his career, has never played a road playoff game.
Right. Super Bowl.
Okay, so they've gone real. So they've gone to two Super Bowls. They've gone to two Super Bowls.
So, but that's like Brady. Those are the only two.
In Tampa against the Bucks. So that was kind of a road.
But, yeah, but it's not. It's not
I know
like
it's
it
not
was,
official.
It was a neutral site officially.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not really.
That's good. That's good. No, it's true.
Yeah, I just home field advantage throughout the playoffs is obviously a plus and a bonus. But if it had worked for you in the past, and now all of a sudden you can go 5, 6, or 7 and got some adversity and got to go on the road.
Build some character, man.
If they can identify what's wrong and fix it. I mean, they got, two, three months to fix it. Yeah, no, it's a sound theory.
So is that your answer?
What?
Are you taking Green Bay over Tampa Bay? That's who you have more faith in?
Which Bay?
Who I have more faith in to turn it around? Can I pick Justin Herbert? yeah, I don't know. I think yes. I think in Green Bay, because since the offseason, right, in Tampa, like the story has been something's weird with Brady, and it still kind of is, right?
Well,
like
you know what the
weird
is,
I know what
right?
it is, but the point is, like, there's just too much. There's too much like stuff that wasn't there before, right? I mean, the Packers, like, we know what the issue is, right? They got to get the receivers better. They got to obviously they got to figure out how to stop the run on defense. Like, what's going on with Brady? There's so much off the field. There's so much other stuff that isn't in
allegedly.
The building. That's brought it. Well, no, but I mean, he says I got a lot of whatever going on.
No, I know.
He goes to the wedding, you know, like all that kind of stuff. Like, there's everything is. It's not.
It's so funny because the whole Cliff thing that I said way back when. So a lot of it, when you look back at history, was, you know, physically guys aging, but probably some of it was this, right? Like guys going through a new phase in life that they'd never had to go through before because they stuck around so long. They're dealing with stuff that active athletes normally don't have to deal with.
No, active athletes deal with it. Yeah,
but absolutely.
Hold on. To the extent that when you're
glad
when
you're an iron sink.
Your yes. kids are now. Your kids are now, like, you're in the
yes,
league.
Max.
Your kids are mostly grown, like, or on their way there.
His biggest.
Like 15?
Yeah, Jack is probably.
Jack's
like,
got to be.
Jack's a teenager. That's his oldest.
Hold on.
That's its own thing.
Yeah.
But the thing
yeah, that's
is. Old,
that's right. It's
the
true.
Thing is, like you said, though, Dan, when you look at Tom Brady, and I've gone, and I told Max and Jay this before, I've gone through getting divorced in the middle of a season. Mm. It's hard as hell to deal with.
I'm sure it is.
And you're going to lose weight, and your mind is going to be over here. And as soon as somebody says something to you, you're going to snap at your offensive line. You're going to snap at a coach. You're not focused in because you're still thinking. You're going and looking at your phone in the locker and seeing what's going on. That's just the reality in life in general that he may be going through. And the reason I say Green Bay could turn it around faster, because that stuff that Brady's going through ain't going nowhere no time
right.
soon.
But see, the only thing that's interesting about that is we have that opinion that it could flip. But also, maybe Tom just was in that moment trying to get his O-line without Ryan Jensen actually to play well for him since he was getting sacked multiple times in the first half. It could be as simple as that as well, Dan.
It's not the first time we've seen Brady yes. lose it on the sideline oh. and yell. I mean, like that is in character. I mean, the other stuff that's going on is the new stuff that we don't know how he's going to handle it. That stuff there on the sideline and blowing up, like, he's done that before. He did that in New England.
Yeah. Outrageous like, not behavior by Brady.
But just when you combine it with the fact that he looks like he is underweight at the moment, it looks it's true. Like, it's an elephant in the room.
No,
but like,
I
come
know.
On.
I just, it's so funny.
Or elephant may not be the right word. It's something, a skinny animal.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah,
not
an
elephant.
Right now.
But there's.
He's got the Michael Jackson face.
There
going.
Is oh, that. Stop. Like, you know, it's combined with a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, Dan, are you ready to play overreaction?
I think so.
Reaction.
Dan's like, get me out of here.
I think I am.
We're already up against it.
Let's do it.
Oh, God.
Overreaction. Where's the music?
I thought there was like a whole, I was waiting for a thing.
Me too.
It's
overreaction or not an overreaction, Dan, the Packers are in danger of missing the playoffs.
Oh, that's not an overreaction. I mean, they have to get it together. You can believe that they're going to get it together, but they have to. I mean, you can't lose back. No offense to the fans of the Giants and the Jets who are having wonderful. You can't lose back-to-back games to those kinds of teams and assume everything's going to be okay. The best thing they can do is honestly assess what's wrong and work on fixing it. They have time to do it. You know, they're way behind in the division now. They're probably looking at a wild card spot at best unless the Vikings fall apart. But, yeah, they're going to have to get it in gear. It's not impossible that they miss.
Overreaction by far.
Wow.
I think when you look at them sitting at 3-3, yeah, they lost to the Giants and the Jets. Okay, whippy-doo. At the end of the day, they're in the division with
the Vikings,
Minnesota
too.
Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, I mean the Chicago Bears, and the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. And they're in a conference that's not very good. 5, 6, and 7
yeah.
is the best situation for them, I think. If I'm them, I just want to get in.
You mess around and win the Super Bowl.
I just want to get in.
This will be the year.
I say I agree with Dan, not an overreaction, because I do believe that their offense could potentially figure it out. But then their defense is what really worries me. They don't force any turnovers, no takeaways.
And by the way, the special teams were supposed to be fixed. They had a punt and a field goal blocked in this game. Like, I mean,
I get it.
All the stuff that was supposed to help carry them while the offense got it together is not doing it.
You've been covering the NFL for a very long time. You tell me the last time you've seen one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game miss the playoffs.
I think
even
they,
though their team's
almost
not good.
Never happened.
I'm not saying they can't get there. I'm saying that, you know, it's like, you know, if these shadows remain unchanged, right? I mean, like, they have to do something. They cannot assume it's going to be okay.
You know what the funny thing is? The real danger, the threat to them, as it turns out, is the team that beat them not a couple weeks ago, the New York Giants, right? Because suddenly you have three teams in the NFC East that could all make it. You have probably still a couple in the NFC West. There are not that many slots. That's where the danger comes from.
Surprise contenders, right? And maybe Seattle is live. I mean, like, there's all kinds of, like,
I still
you
got
don't
my
know.
Money on the pack. Packers. There's a danger, but I got my money on that. Hey, the Jets will have both the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction. You look at the way Breece Hall and Sauce Gardner are playing. It's absolutely – look, the kid in Seattle has the four interceptions. Obviously, there are other candidates, but – everything that we're looking at in terms of the metrics and coverage stats and everything tell me that Sauce Gardner is playing as well as any corner in the league, and Breece Hall is going to keep getting the ball. He's going to pile up rookie of the year stats. So it's not an overreaction. I think if you're a Jets fan, you have every reason to be very excited about your roster and the young talent.
I don't think it's overreaction for either one of those guys to get rookie of the year, and even both of them. Dan just ran off everything. He's going to get the football. You know that. They're going to run the ball. And then – Sauce Gardner, because he's a rookie, they're going to challenge him. They're not going to go away from him, so he'll have opportunities.
He'll have some interceptions.
Well, that's what I said, not overreaction, too. I mean, they tried to challenge him when they played against Green Bay, and there's a reason why he ran around with the Cheez-It hat on at the end of the game.
That's rookie of the year stuff
now,
right there.
Now, unlike my Cooper Rush take, where I said after a loss you can go back to Dak, but not before then, this is another question altogether, Dan Graziano.
Yeah.
Bailey Zappe. Should remain the Patriots starting quarterback even once Mac Jones gets healthy. This is not a Dak Cooper Rush situation. This is more even in terms of talent, it looks like to me. Dan, what do you think? Overreaction, not overreaction?
I think it's an overreaction because Mac Jones was their first round pick 18 months ago. Like, it's not over for him. He got hurt. Bailey Zappe has played very, very well. They have found something offensively in their run game. The defense is playing well. I think that if they believed in Mac Jones to the extent that they did to take him in the first round last year, they owe him and themselves a chance to see him with this run game that wasn't quite in gear early this season when he got hurt.
I don't think it's an overreaction at all. Ooh. I think Dr. Z is putting himself in a perfect position to remain the starter the rest of the year as long as they continue to keep winning. He just looks different to me than Mac Jones. Mac Jones is herky-jerky. It just didn't look right.
It didn't look fluid.
It wasn't smooth.
Yeah.
You talk about the running game. Maybe the running game is indicative of what this young man has been able to do for them. And now they're running the ball much better.
It's possible.
It's hard for me. I think that's an overreaction. I agree with you, Dan, just because – of what just happened last
year.
I'm
trying to tell you, Jay. You better listen.
I know. I want to swing in your direction. I'm just saying, Jay? I'm slightly over here because of Mac Jones getting them to the playoffs last year.
It's not an easy one. It's not a slam dunk. I'm telling you. It's a good question.
Mac Jones is not a mobile quarterback. He wasn't setting the world on fire this year. It's not a situation where the talent gap is so great. The eyeball test tells you Bailey Zappe might be better. We don't know. And they're winning.
When this is Mac Jones coming back, by the way?
Bailey Zappe loses.
He could be this week.
Week to week.
He could be this week.
It's week to week.
That means if Bailey keeps playing well, it'll be next week.
It could mean that.
It could mean that.
Jay, I'm not a doctor.
I think they'll go back to Mac. The sense I get is that they'll go back to Mac once he's healthy, but I mean, look, Belichick is not going to mess around. Like, if he really feels like Zappe's a better player, he's going to play him.
Dan, put it this way. If they go back to Mac and it doesn't look good for a week or two, that's a whole other story now. Yeah. Now you got a guy that you know it looks right with.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to sit up here and go with the ifs and the buts. No, I'm not going to do that.
But look, let's also – I mean, they didn't play the 85 Bears the last couple weeks either. I mean, like, we got to see it. We haven't seen Zappe.
Detroit was putting up 45, 36.
But they weren't stopping anybody.
But they put up zero against
the Patriots. But that's the defense. Bailey Zappe playing cornerback?
Complimentary football. Yeah. Oh, the quarterback gets all the credit.
Well, look, in the 2.5 games that Dr. Z has played, he looks really good.
He's going to go with Dr. Z. Yeah, That's why he's got to keep it.
So who's the medicine woman? Wasn't there a movie Dr. Z and the medicine woman or something
like that?
That's
the question.
No.
Dr. Z was the Sports Illustrated guy.
Is Belichick the medicine woman?
Last two games, does that say anything about Bill Belichick's coaching to you, or are you still?
Absolutely. He is in the conversation for greatest of all time,
what
as I said.
What about the guys? What about like Patricia and Judge that everybody's getting on all offseason? Like they're the ones coaching Bailey Zappi, right?
NBA is back. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this?
I have heard. I have heard something about
that. Dan has covered many sports. The NBA is back. You ever covered the NBA?
No.
Baseball, yes.
Yes.
You know what you guys
are, a lot of baseball.
Tune in tonight as the defending champion Warriors host LeBron and the Lakers. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Great to see you as always. Dan, I will see you later. Running the point. Jay's top five storylines heading into the season is coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. It is time for the Progressive NBA Snapshot.
Key's yawning because his Lakers are sorry.
My Lakers too, Jay.
Oh, it's your Lakers too?
That's right.
Not your Knicks?
No. I disavow any association with the
That's
Knicks.
Why Key doesn't get excited when we go into basketball talk. Because
it's
a little bit painful for him with the Lakers.
No, not at all.
It's
We're
okay.
good.
We understand.
We're fine. You guys are just hating on the
Lakers. Your little bitty team. We understand. Dennis Schroeder, Patrick Beverley.
Well, Dennis Schroeder got hurt.
Yeah, I know.
So, Pat Beverley's a good pickup. Running the point. Here's Jay's top five storylines heading into the season. You're doing this 1-5 or 5-1, Jay?
5-1. Ja can be part of it, too, if you want. Yeah. You said Ja. You meant You meant Jay. It's fine. It works.
No, I said Jay. I said Jay.
Ja.
No, I changed it. We have. Okay, rewind. Let's hear.
No, we don't want to rewind. We want to start at 5. Let's go.
All right.
He wants to get the Super
at 5.
Let's go. Number 5. The NBA drama starts.
Uh-oh.
And it's been starting, and I'm here all for it. Let's
Hollywood,
start with Keys
baby.
Lakers. Let's start. Darvin Ham. We got it. Rob Pelinka, we understand. The little bitty team, Patrick Beverley, Dennis Schroeder, already hurt. Russell Westbrook with a hamstring injury. Will he be traded? Will he come off the bench? Will he play? LeBron James and the talent. But is AD going to stay healthy? That's the question. How about the Nets?
He's the healthiest dude on the team right now.
How about the Nets? Steve Nash. You talk about the ultimatum that Kevin Durant just gave a couple of months ago. Oh, I'll come back if Steve Nash and Sean Marks, the team's GM, they're not there. Fine. We'll see how that goes with Kyrie and Ben Simmons coming back. And then how about the 76ers? Will Doc Rivers actually get it done this year? No more excuses with the loaded lineup this team has, and they have depth. That's number 5. Let's go to number 4.
That's crazy. At 4. Top 5 markets.
That's what I'm saying. Tank for Victor Wembanyama. Just get ready for it. I'm watching every single team. Look at the Charlotte Hornets. Miles Bridges, we talked about what's been going down with that over this summer. James Booknight. Oh, jeez. There's a lot going on in Charlotte. But think of the Rockets, the Magic, OKC, Chet Holmgren being out with the injury for a while, too. The Sacramento Kings. I really like their style and which the way they play, though, by the way. But, like, there are going to be teams actually getting in this guy. He can swing a franchise close to $500 million as it relates to the value of a franchise.
Would he have the most trade value day one in the NBA, given his age, given the fact that he'd be a rookie and given what he can do? Would he be untradeable, like more trade value than Giannis or LeBron or anybody?
Probably so.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the trade deadline, I'm paying attention to it when it goes
down. So this is the biggest draft pick since LeBron.
Yes, and teams are going to be making moves to open up cap space to get a guy like
this. If LeBron was in this draft, who would go first, Jay?
I mean, I think LeBron would still go first.
Would he go ahead of Wembanyama?
I think LeBron right now, LeBron would still go first.
Yes.
No, as a go back to when he was in high school.
LeBron coming out of high school right now, I would still take LeBron James over Victor Wembanyama without a question.
You would?
Yes.
Why?
Because LeBron James is
LeBron was like the most hyped since Kareem.
No, this dude's 8 feet tall.
LeBron is built like a freight train, man. Mm.
But
ain't nobody stopping him.
We could ask the question is amazing.
But saying the fact that he has the skill set at his size and being able to do things and put the ball on the floor and drain threes, I understand the question with Max, but as you know, Jay, if you got a footer that has the skill set, they always go before a smaller guy.
Yeah, but LeBron ain't really that small. I mean, 6'9", 6'10", 260.
He's a foot shorter than Wembanyama. How tall?
7'4". I mean,
He's listed between 7'4", 7'6".
Let me ask you a question, Keith. You are the Lakers. Yes. You run the Lakers. You taking Victor Wembanyama over LeBron James?
If I'm looking at LeBron in high school versus this dude in now and I put them together, I'll probably take Victor, though.
All right, okay. Who else
I'm
you got,
LeBron. All right, let's go to number three.
At three.
The international MVP conversation continues, and it will. So Jokic has won the MVP the last 2 years. Giannis has won the MVP 2 years previous before that. I do believe that another international player will win the MVP this year. It will either be Luka Doncic, but I'm probably giving the odds-on favorite to Joel Embiid. That's what? Number three. Number two.
At two.
How are you going to say what? And I just hyped up your team, Yates. It's 76ers. Joel Embiid. He's probably going to get MVP. Yeah. Number two.
Okay.
Chemistry woes up in the Bay. I mean, look, there's legitimate talk.
Oh, y'all going to show the video.
After Draymond Green sucker punched Jordan Poole. I don't care what anybody calls it. He sucker punched him. It's going to affect ultimately the chemistry of this team. Now, guys can sit up there on the podium, Draymond and Jordan, and say, yeah, you know, we're going to be professionals. But the thing that made this team ride or die is their camaraderie. And sometimes things happen that I'm not sure you can go back from. So there will be conversation. If Kumonga, if James Wiseman plays well, they might be looking to move Draymond Green by the trade deadline.
You said they might. They sat at the podium together?
No, individually.
Oh.
Poole's got to sneak Draymond. Poole's got to sneak him one, get one off, and then it could be dead.
But I'm saying
they extended Jordan Poole 5 years, 140. They extended other players on the team, Andrew Wiggins, you know, $100 million. They have not extended Draymond Green. I'm not sure they want to with the younger pieces that will cost them less moving forward.
Yeah. And no matter what Draymond says, that may have been underneath one of the reasons it bubbled up.
And last but not least, number one.
And running point.
You know, just a clean bill of health for certain individuals. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, welcome back to the NBA. No more excuses for you, Clippers. John Wall, you didn't play for the last couple years with the Rockets. Now you're back this year with the Clippers. Zion Williamson, we'll see him tomorrow night against the Brooklyn Nets. Welcome back to the Pelicans. They might be one of the best teams to actually dethrone the Warriors.
Is Kawhi still in the NBA, Jay? Like, has
he's still in the NBA. Anthony Davis, Keys Lakers, he's back. Damian Lillard, he's back in the scene. Ben Simmons is back. And by the way, the team up in Denver, let's get it. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., back with Jokic, two-time MVP. It's finally time for the Denver Nuggets to be that team we all know they potentially could be in the Western
Michael
Conference.
Michael Porter Jr., what with Jokic?
Michael
back.
Porter. Back. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Back. That's the back.
That's the problem.
Yes, that is.
It's the back.
That's the. I mean, I Jamal Murray maybe could stay healthy with Jokic. The odds that all three of them stay healthy, given the, like, you know, Jerry West passes on Porter in the draft because of that back, right?
Where are,
like,
the odds that the Lakers stay healthy?
Not great.
Okay.
Great.
No, they're fine.
Odds really, the AD is the healthiest dude on the team right
they're
now.
Fine.
Have you seen Kawhi's thighs? He's not going to have any leg issues.
Kathai Leonard,
as they call him. Tell him, Yates.
God, that's a lot of – you're right, Jay. Those five, you fit like – and by the way, you cheated. You put about 15 in there.
Yeah, because there's a lot
to
talk about,
man. There's so much.
Only one team to talk about, the Lakers.
Why?
Because it's the Lakers.
Y'all ain't even going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
What?
All right. I think LeBron will have something to say to you about that.
I hope he – I mean, LeBron – I'm not discounting LeBron. I'm discounting everybody else.
He's going to carry this team along with everybody else.
Okay.
And Westbrook's going to have a bounce back year. You watch.
All right.
Got to hand me right now, huh?
No, I look, I'm not disrespecting LeBron. I think LeBron's special, man. I'm not sure the team can hold up, and I don't know. I still need to see them make moves. Wimbayama. I'm not sure Russell Westbrook really fits.
Our new Wimbayama. Offense.
What's Wimbayama's nickname, by the way? Does he have one yet?
He needs Wimby.
No, he needs like a nickname.
Wimby does not sound like a boss nickname.
All right. That was Jay's top five storylines heading into the season. He ran the point while he was two-time player of the year. And that was the NBA snapshot. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. The NBA is obviously back. You can tune in tonight as the defending champion Warriors. One of the storylines Jay points out about the chemistry. Host LeBron and the Lakers. Another storyline Jay points out about the age and the injuries.
Yeah.
Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coming up, Paul Feinbaum, a.k.a. the SEC Undertaker, joins us to explain how much Bama's lost to Tennessee hurts the Tide's playoff hopes. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Willimax. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Waiting for the snap. There it is. The kick on the way, and that kick is knuckling toward the upright, and it's good. Just gets over the upright. Chase McGrath wins the game for Tennessee.
I had an old-time friend of mine from Alabama text me, "You think Saban is losing it?" No, I don't think Nick Saban is losing it. But is the program the same as it was 2 or 3 years ago? No.
Rest in peace.
There he is.
What? Why am I watching Paul Feinbaum coming out of a casket with pom-poms in a Tennessee jersey?
When he went to Tennessee.
You ever think you'd say that sentence? Why am I watching Paul Feinbaum coming out of a casket with pom-poms in a Tennessee jersey? That's quite a sentence. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Feinbaum, brought to you by Dr. Pepper. If it ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Paul Feinbaum of the Paul Feinbaum Show, of course.
I love it, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. So great to be in your presence.
Got the Undertaker music, the whole thing.
So, Paul, you
listen to this question. Listen to what's on Key's mind right away, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to know, did the casket have holes in it so you could breathe some sort of way? Did it have like a ventilation?
It did not. It was a very old casket. But I felt comfortable for this reason, Keyshawn, in the event that they couldn't get it open. Remember who was there on the set with me? Tim Tebow. Oh. I think Tebow could have picked up the casket and cracked it into the floor and I would have gotten out. So I was never overly concerned. I think the management of the show was a little more concerned that what if they put me in there and I died and that's the end of their career. No concern about me dying, but it all worked out great.
Yeah, I wasn't going that dark. I just thought, I'm like, poor guy's gonna be in there claustrophobic, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I could have laid down.
How long were you in it, Paul?
It was about 3 minutes, but they kept opening and shutting the casket. I mean, listen, there's a million jokes to offer here, but not many people get to walk out of a casket, so I felt pretty fortunate.
How good is Tennessee, Paul?
They're fantastic. You know, whether they're the best team or not, I think is unknown yet, but they have the most exciting offense, and I'll defer to you, Keyshawn, but to watch that drive with 18 seconds to go, it looked like Patrick Mahomes last year against the Bills. It's so difficult to do that in college football. But everything went well. And in the end, you know, should that have even happened? It was a crazy game where Tennessee had an 18-point lead. Alabama came back. Alabama had won the game, it looked like, several times. They had a 50-yard field goal at the end. And let's be honest, Nick Saban's defense at the end of the game was among his worst coaching series I have ever seen.
When you look at this team, how much did the loss to Tennessee hurt Alabama's hopes for the playoffs? Now they went from, what were they, 2, and they dropped all the way down to 6, I believe.
Well, in plain English, Keyshawn, they can still get in if they win out, but that's not easy. They have no more. They have no room margin for error. I think that would be an understatement. But you know, what do they have left? They have a game at LSU, a game at Ole Miss. And that may be the trickiest one because Lane Kiffin's team is very good right now. And if they win out, then they'll probably play either Georgia or Tennessee again in the SEC championship game. Georgia and Tennessee play in 3 weeks, so keep your eyes on that one. So then they would have to win that. It's not that that's a big deal. That's the way college football is. So they can get back in, but the way this team is playing, they had 15 penalties against Texas, and Saban said, we'll correct all that. They had 17 penalties against Tennessee. Keyshawn, that's a bad trend line.
Paul, who do you think was more impressive? Was it Hooker or was it Bryce Young?
Well, in some ways it was Bryce Young because of what he was dealing with, Jay Will. I mean, he was coming back from a sprain that we weren't sure he could come back from. He played brilliantly, and that was really lost in the afternoon in Knoxville, but his defense did not help him. His offensive line was abysmal at times. He was running for his life. But in the end, Hendon Hooker delivered in the moment. And, you know, he Hyatt, the wide receiver, caught 5 touchdowns. I mean, there are so many records that were shattered by the Tennessee offense against the Alabama defense that you lose sight of the game within the game. But the two quarterbacks were spectacular. It reminded me a little bit of 3 years ago when we had that battle between Tua and Joe Burrow in Tuscaloosa. It was that type of atmosphere and that type of quarterback battle.
So, Paul, I had some fun with Key yesterday. I did Jay's Hot Takes, and it was about some of the mishaps that happened to Key over the weekend because, you know, he went to Utah. He went up there to go see his USC Trojans lose. And were you surprised that they lost that game? Because I know Key believes they should have won.
No, Jay, well, I'm not one. I'm not surprised. And I'm not one of those guys like all the people that Keyshawn works with, you know, who have to remind everyone of their predictions. This is a nationally televised radio and television show. Most people know what we say and they can remember. But I tried to warn Keyshawn a couple weeks ago, and I know you're probably nodding your head, Keyshawn. I said, you're not going to win that game.
Oh,
go.
God.
Save yourself the money and the aggravation. I know things are tight at the Key House right now. So you went anyway, and you got what you deserved.
Now look, we really should have won the game. Our defense at Alex Grinch didn't do us any favors. We should have won. Didn't happen. Now that we lost, though, Paul, do we have any shot? We're sitting at 12. Can we climb back in it?
I think so. It's not impossible. And, you know, Oregon has been the savior of the Pac-12. I mean, listen, everyone ruled Oregon out after that shellacking by Georgia, but they have credibility now. So everything matters a little bit more in the Pac-12. I think it's a narrow path because of the Big Ten and the SEC have 5 teams still in contention. The ACC has Clemson. It's unlikely, but it's not impossible, Keyshawn. Mm.
That is Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen, host of the eponymous Paul Feinbaum Show.
Stay above ground, Paulie.
Please stay above ground.
That was quite a feat. Thank you, Paul.
The music's killing me.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm with Key. At first, I'm like, no, he could do it. But if you're in there for minutes and minutes and minutes and you...
Oh, no, I'll lose it. I get claustrophobic.
Claustrophobia.
I can't do it.
Great brother Paul Feinbaum. Brother Paul.
I do know, bitch.
Tennessee Vile.
Eulogizing him already.
He was a great man. No.
Guys, the time has come. The Giants need to go get Odell Beckham Jr. I will explain why next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.